For many in Massachusetts, Donald Trump's inauguration as the 45th president of the United States Friday was no cause for celebration. About 60 people came to a luncheon hosted by the Wilbraham Republican Town Committee where they ate chicken fricassee, waved small American flags, cheered, and watched on a large projector screen as the brash billionaire ascended to the most powerful office in the world.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
A majority of Bay Staters, it appeared, just ignored what is traditionally a moment of national unity. Much attention focused on tomorrow when the Boston Women's March will take place with a who's who of scheduled attendees, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Attorney General Maura Healey, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, Senate President Stan Rosenberg, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo. Smaller marches will occur throughout the region in Pittsfield, Greenfield, and Northampton. Kevin Jourdain, president of the Holyoke City Council and an ardent Trump supporter who traveled to Washington with his wife and three children to attend the inauguration, said he's dismayed by the reaction to the fledgling Trump presidency.
In 2008, I was no fan of Obama, but he got elected and I wished him well and I hoped for him to be a great president. I think he came far short of that mark. But I wasn't marching in the street yelling, not my president, or stomping my feet about it, or, you know, wailing and crying.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who announced he did not vote for Trump, attended the inauguration and a pre-inaugural ball hosted by Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito said it's a good thing for Baker to be in Washington as Trump takes charge.
We need a strong partnership with the federal government, and through this transition, our administration will build relationships and work hard with our congressional delegation and our senators to really protect the interests of our Commonwealth.
Trump received 33% of the vote for president in Massachusetts last November, and a poll released by WBUR on the eve of the inauguration put the new president's approval rating in the Bay State at just 28%.
To look at it a different way, he has nowhere to go but up.
Springfield City Councilor Tim Rook, a Democrat who endorsed Baker in the 2014 gubernatorial election, said people should not be so pessimistic about Trump.
You believe in the process, and you believe in the positives that can come out of change.
John Lysak of Springfield, a former Republican turned independent, said a lot of people like him are looking for Trump to deliver on the central promise of his campaign, bringing back good-paying manufacturing jobs.
Myself, I've been laid off 3 times in the last 8 years. The job I'm currently in, I'm making over $10,000 less a year than I was in 2008. So I'm seeing a lot of people retiring later.
Trump did little to endear himself to people in Massachusetts with mean-spirited attacks on Congressman John Lewis and others, in the opinion of Democratic Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. But nonetheless, he said the new president should be given the benefit of the doubt.
What we're getting a lot of now is, whether to the far right or the far left, fringe groups that really want to divide us. And that's not the right thing. We need to come more to the middle and try to work together for plausible compromise solutions for the good of America.
On policy, Sarno said he looks for Republicans and Democrats to find common ground on rebuilding infrastructure and investing in urban centers. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.